There was a cult in the first century who believed in the false doctrine of antinomianism. What is antinomianism? I got out my dictionary in my library and found out. The American Heritage College Dictionary, 3rd edition, Houghton Mifflin Company, 1993, states this cult's belief this way. Theology. 1. The doctrine or belief that the gospel frees Christians from obedience to any law, whether scriptural, civil, or moral, and that salvation is attained solely through faith and divine grace. 2. The belief that moral laws are more relative rather than fixed or universal. The first century is where this anti-obedience doctrine started in the church. These false teachers take the faith statements in Apostle Paul's writings in Romans, Galatians, and Ephesians and pervert their true meaning so they can ignore all scriptures on obedience. The problem is they added two holy scriptures and taught faith only. Whereas Apostle Paul said faith, and these false teachers added the word only to Paul's faith statements, which he never said. They have now changed the Bible message on how to get to heaven by faith only, which is not in Holy Scripture anywhere. These people are the lawless ones Christ talks about. Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 27. Faith is only one aspect of salvation. God also said belief, trust, love, grace, obedience, and other things are necessary for salvation. It can never be faith only in God's holy word. It is a false doctrine from Satan to get people to disobey because they think they are saved by faith only, and they also falsify the interpretation of grace. Those who do not know God and hate His 1,300 commands to His church are weak prime targets for Satan to teach them false doctrines like this. They do not know God or the Holy Word, so they are easily misled and deceived. But when elders allow such false teaching in their worldly churches, they will have a stricter judgment, James chapter 3, verse 1, as they are responsible for every soul in their church. This false doctrine from Satan causes much confusion and division, Satan's mission, of course. So why do these sinners distort the Apostle Paul's writings? Apostle Peter, James, and John tell us why. And regard the patience of our Lord as salvation, just as also our beloved brethren, Paul, according to the wisdom given him, wrote to you, and also in all his letters, speaking in them of those things, in which are some things hard to understand, which the untaught and unstable distort, as they also do the rest of Scriptures, to their own destruction. You therefore, beloved, knowing this beforehand, be on your guard so that you are not carried away by the error of unprincipled men, and fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 16 through 18. We see that there will be those who have not the Holy Spirit and will pervert, distort, and add or subtract from the Holy Word of God to fit their sinful appetites of a disobedient lifestyle. They distort and pervert His Word and make much money with the false doctrines that obedience does not matter and sin is good. Eternal securitites and grace abusers threaten the pure words of Holy Scripture, adding and subtracting from God's Word as they carelessly treat Holy Scripture to benefit their sinful fleshly bodies and fill their pockets with money. We are warned in Revelation chapter 22, verse 18 to 19. I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues which are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his part from the tree of life, and from the holy city which is written in this book. There is no such thing as once in the tree, always in the tree.